Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No. No.
Could there have been?
Big Freddy! I'm Freddy!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for, I don't know, Friday, March 3rd, 2006. And I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, that's V-A-D-E-R,
me.
Larry Bader.
And hey, Larry.
Me.
I've had my apple snacks.
It's the big fatty for the day. It's...
Me, I'm gassy.
Oh, Lord. Well, we know you're gassy. You're always gassy, Big Fatty.
Me.
No, really. Okay, that's enough, Big Fatty.
Play the baby music. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, we can't wait to be Big Fatty. And I'm like, but you don't understand.
No, this is your time away.
Right. No, Big Fatty. No, please. Larry's on vacation from Big Fatty, but with me is extra special Chris.
Howdy.
We haven't heard you in a while, Chris.
Well, I was wondering if your Skype wasn't working because, you know, mine never rang anymore. So
oh,
I figured
my God,
she was
you're
just
starting to sound like the boys from the bar. Jesus Christ. I can't hear from you people anywhere. No, we just, you know, Big Fatty has been hogging the show.
Well, you know how she do.
Do I ever? Now, have you heard with Big Fatty, though, that I have the keys to the Big Fatty complex while he's gone?
Oh. Don't open drawers. You don't know what you might find.
Yeah, dude. He took it all with him. I mean...
Oh, okay. Well...
He packed the horror bag, so...
Well, you know, he probably has spares.
Oh, that's true. but what makes you think I haven't already been subjected to seeing it? You know, don't ask questions like that.
Yeah. Shudder.
Yeah, if you don't want to know, don't ask. No, I've got to check his mail and his newspapers.
Make sure that his ham of the month doesn't arrive while he's gone.
Right. If it does, quickly freeze it so that he has the fresh ham when he returns.
Right.
Oh, my Lord. That fat thing is... Well, right now, as everyone's... I hear a BlackBerry. Oh, Lord. While everyone's hearing this, that fat
Spam.
Thing is slung up in the Fort Lauderdale sling.
Oh, he's already there?
Well, as everyone's hearing this, he is.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, we're recording. That's to say, he was just on the internets.
He still is, that fat thing. You know how she do. Oh, we love moving your mixer and finding a credit card receipt from Patrick that you've shoved under there because you don't want to look at it. Okay.
Few too many beverages?
Well, you know, we don't like charging. Well, it's a debit card receipt, but still. But I've been sobering up now. I have my real. Everyone's already heard this story because they've heard this on yesterday's show. But I'm not really tipsy, but I've had a large beverage this evening because my realtor came over.
Well, in that, what better reason to have the large beverage?
Well, he had I mean, we finished off the bottle of Stoli, so.
Well, it goes stale quickly, so if you don't finish it, you know,
really,
it's worthless.
You really do.
Right.
Air is bad for it. It's really
exactly.
Bad.
It's like wine. You can't have it open too long.
You really can't. You've got to drink that shit up right away. Now, Chris, I know you own your home, but have you ever sold a home?
No, this is actually still my first one. Actually, I just had, without much fanfare, since I forgot to mention it on the casting, I think it was...
It's not like you do any of this.
You know, we're working our way towards show number three.
Right.
Actually, today when we're recording this is my 4-year anniversary of the day that I moved into my house.
So. Oh, wow.
Yeah, how about that?
Congratulations. 4 years, that's a long time.
Really, this is the longest, you know, other than my parents' house, this is the longest anywhere that I've ever lived.
like, ugh, I don't know. I love my the Vader family condo, but it's time to say goodbye.
You know, onward and upward, they say.
Yeah, it's the right time. My realtor agreed. He showed me numbers, at which point I wholeheartedly agreed that it was the right time to say goodbye. When he's like, Larry, you know, if you do this and do that, that's how much I'm going to give you in a check when it's all said and done, or not him. And I was like, sign me up for that. I said,
do you have a pen?
Yeah, I like those numbers. And he said, really? He thought I was going to be disappointed. And I said, no. I mean, whatever. I expected something, just not being able to, you know, do all that. So it's good, but it's kind of disconcerting because, you know, he was like, really, people are going to tromps through your house for the next 3 weeks or so, probably. So
hide the fine china.
Oh, I don't have any of that. But the cats are going to love it because they're going to get free reign of the place because all the doors are going to have to be left open, you know?
Oh.
So during this shedding season, that's going to be real nice for them.
And I think as we discussed today, the shedding season is well underway.
It is. I just finished combing Bilbo Baggins, and the hair was bad enough, but there was enough dander on him to stuff a pillow. That came out.
Which is good for the sinuses.
I have just taken the Claritin, yes. And I guess I'll have to stay doped up on that until he's done with his dander fest.
I just started today having the beginnings of my annual sinus event.
Well, I just noticed before we started recording that I was in a lot of pain. So, yes, I too am having the event. But, you know, I'm sure our listeners care. They're like, Yeah, so anyway.
Poopy.
So what have you been up to, Chris? We haven't heard from you since probably right after the New Year's Eve casting.
It couldn't have been that long, really?
Probably. We talked to you when we were in San Francisco. I bet that has been the last time. That was only a week or so after that.
I think I was on one show after the banjo bands. Because I remember you some... Yeah, because it was during the days of the ruining. And then pretty much after you get the banjo bands, you've been casting from the coal mine. So, you know, the Skype don't work too well in there because the internet's down to the coal mine. The signal doesn't work real well, you know.
You should know.
Right.
You've noticed lately that there just isn't much internet signal at the mines. So.
Right.
I mean,
their dial-up connection goes down a lot.
It does. It's really hard to Skype via the dial-ups. You know, discussed one of our listeners, Lord, clearly someone is working from home at 9:46 p.m.
Well, I haven't silenced her yet, so it may be time for that, for the evening quietization.
You know, by the way, of silencing, we can't make fun of the skull right now.
You can't cue the music?
We can't. We just can't. It's off limits. She's going through a very difficult time. No, I'm 100% serious. I fuck the skull. I still don't like her, but
I thought you meant you just couldn't play the music.
No,
because it was ruined or something.
You know, like we're speaking today about morals and standards, and we won't go into why we were having that discussion. But I do have a few of them, and when someone is suffering, like the skull is kind of suffering.
You have a few, but they're all the wrong ones.
Right. They're the ones, God damn it, that anyway. Okay. Now, did you and Extra Special John have a good Valentine's Day?
We did. We actually had a good day after Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Because he had school until about 8 o'clock on Valentine's Day, and we knew there was no way we'd be getting to eat anywhere good with that foolishness. So we waited till the night after, and it actually works out much better because, well, you know, restaurants are just slammed on Valentine's Day, and usually they have a limited menu, and everything's just poopy. So we got to go to one of our favorite restaurants the day after and just walked right in and had an excellent dinner. So all that was just lovely.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Indeed.
I don't think I did anything for Valentine. I went to my friend Tom's house and had, like, seafood gorgonzola or something ridiculously rich.
With butter sauce.
Who knows what it had? I really can't remember. And so I'm trying to think what else we've missed with you. You should have a birthday coming up at some point.
In October, yeah.
Well, I don't.
Well, you know, that's coming up.
I don't remember knowing about your birthday last year, so you must have kept it a secret.
Shh. What's coming up? Well, first off, there's the matter of the MacBook.
Well, hello.
I mean, that's breaking news right there.
Well, you've gotten yours. Now, what do you think about it?
I found two little hardware things and one little software thing, and other than that, it's been perfect.
Okay. Okay.
I think I've told you about the hardware. Are you relatively sensitive to high-pitched noises?
Yes.
Then you're going to stock up on Advil.
Oh, great. Great.
Well, because there's that problem that I told you about with the monitor. Like, towards the back right hinge, there's this really high-pitched hissing.
Oh, great.
Which is not good. But apparently, Apple has admitted to it, and they've been issuing RMA numbers. And I'm just waiting until they catch up on supply, because I don't want to send it off and then have to wait, 3 weeks to get it back.
Oh, come on.
So I'm going to, you just got it. Why don't you send it away? So I'm willing to wait for that, because I don't want to risk doing it before my trip, because I'm going to be very upset if I
have
to go MacBook free. The other issue is the sound from the speakers is not so great, and the right speaker almost kind of rattles.
Oh.
So hopefully they'll admit to and fix that as well. The software problem is kind of weird and intermittent, and I need to figure out if it's a configuration thing or what. But sometimes, typically, you probably remember from your iBook, when you turn it on, it'll see your wireless right away. It'll automatically join the airport.
Right.
It seems like about half to two-thirds of the time when I turn it on, it doesn't automatically join my network.
Yeah, I wouldn't enjoy that at all. That's kind of Windows-esque. I would not appreciate that.
Yeah, that's not welcome. But I mean, other than that, and compared to how cool it is, those are relatively minor things. Everything about it, the screen is so incredibly bright. The backlit keyboard is really, really cool.
Because they didn't put those on 12-inch PowerBook, so you
right. That was only right. The new MagSafe power doodad is pretty sweet. The only problem with that is that my airplane power adapter doesn't work with the MagSafe, so I'm going to have to figure out a solution to that, and I'm sure by the time I need it, which is at the end of the month, they won't have had out a MagSafe version yet, so I'm going to have to have some horrible concoction of adapters that'll basically go from the what someone suggested was something that goes from the airplane seat to a cigarette lighter adapter, and then you plug into that one of those things that converts it to an AC outlet, and then plug the MacBook Pro's power supply into that. So I'm just going to be on the plane with a power strip, a UPS, and about 60 feet of cable.
That sounds like a strip search waiting to happen.
Right, I'm going to need the seat next to me just to lay out all of my electronics and connectors and so forth.
I would hate to be the person sitting next to you and you start pulling that shit out of your bag.
Right, it's welcome to my data center. Their inflet, their little video unit, and their seat is going dim every time I touch a key.
Right. You're well,
I'm sorry, sir. The captain has reported that the engines are slowing down. Can you please unplug your laptop?
Right. Or can we plug? Can we plug the coffee pot in? Into that because
right.
That sucks.
Well, what's going to be funny too is that my friend Clay is going to be going on this trip as well.
Oh, okay.
But he's going to be sitting in the back. So I think it'll be fun to do a little airport wireless network, the peer to peer thing,
and
then
course.
We can do the rendezvous iChats because you can do it without a server.
I can't tell you how much I would want to chat with my friend in steerage. Oh, wait, I'd be the friend in steerage.
I've already planned out I can do evil things like take pictures with the built-in eyesight and send them to him.
Oh, that actually would be fun. So when we're on our way to Europe in May, that we're probably not going to go on this trip.
We can video chat, yeah.
Yeah, we can video chat from one MacBook to the other. That'd be fun. And John would disown you since he's already threatened me if I ever wear that shirt I wore to brunch on New Year's Eve again.
Now, for those of your listeners who don't listen to our show, I got this really cool shirt. I went when I was in California last week. Yeah, last week I went by Apple headquarters and got a T-shirt.
Who was the one that told you there was a company store there? I think it was me.
Was it Big Fatty? I can't
remember. I don't think it was. I was like, you do know that, and you're like, huh? Like, I just assumed you knew these things.
No, Well, the last time I tried to do that in Silicon Valley, go to like a company's headquarters and hope they had a store, like security escorted me out. So I'm usually a little more timid about trying to actually go inside now. This was like quite open to the public, and the people there were really funny, and it seemed like a cool place to work. But I got this shirt that on the back, it's got an Apple logo, and on the front it says, I visited the mothership. That's all I'm saying.
And I think it's cool as shit. However, Extra Special John did not.
Blah, blah, blah.
Well, he just, you know, I immediately when I heard that podcast, found him on the iChats and scolded him. But he, it didn't even faze him. So whatever. To that, I say whatever. And yeah, exactly. So it's on. And I'm going to really hate to have to cut him. So.
Well, you know, these things happen.
They do, and you can just turn your back and pretend you didn't notice. That's going to be bad. It's true. And he doesn't listen to podcasts, so it's not like he'd hear this anyway.
Right, exactly. You're safe. Yeah.
No, I'm excited about my MacBook. It has shipped. Everyone knows it, but they won't give me a delivery date. Usually, you know, if you go onto FedEx.com, it'll say in transit, estimated delivery by...
Now, what's the last status under the little doodly-dads at the bottom?
In transit left Shanghai.
Okay.
So
probably they don't give a due date yet because it hasn't cleared customs.
Ah, okay.
But that's FedEx true. Does that cool thing where like they send them all in one big bundle to clear at once. So it usually goes really fast. So.
Well, let's hope they
we
can.
We shall see.
Yeah. Because Larry sure would like to have it before he leaves the coal mine on Friday, the day you're hearing this.
So but it's going to South Carolina, so it'll probably come to the Atlantas, and then they'll load it up on a Greyhound bus.
Which means I'll get
Columbia.
It next Thursday.
Right.
Right.
It'll probably smell like goat.
Well, you know what? I don't care what it smells like when it gets to me. I just want it, damn it. So
what you're really going to be amazed by, though, is the size of the box. It is so incredibly small. Like, it's probably a third the size of my old PowerBook box.
That's just – it kind of scares me that they're putting it in a box that small.
But, you know, no one ever gives them credit for, like, you know, look at, like, compare an Apple to a Dell, like, from an environmental perspective, mm-hmm. and look how much shit comes with the Dell.
Oh,
I mean, like, my last coal mine Dell laptop, it didn't come in one small box. It didn't even come in one large box. It came in three boxes.
Oh, wow.
Like, they sent different parts in different boxes. Like, the docking station came in its own box. And
yeah.
Like, there's just all this crap in these different boxes. And then you open the box, and there's more boxes inside of the boxes. You're like, box after box after box. The funniest thing, though, was they did a recall on the battery because apparently they would explode or, you know, something deadly
right.
like that.
Right.
And what did they do? Did they send me just a letter in an envelope? No, I swear to God, I'm not kidding. I think I still have it on my desk at the coal mine. They sent a letter inside of a box. Like, not a big box. It was probably probably like 9 by 5 by 1/2 inch. But why would you send a letter in a box?
You know, I don't understand Dell, so I certainly don't know. But I will say that that's true. I think the box that my Dell laptop came in, the last one I ordered at the mine, was as big as the G5 box that Big Fatty's G5 just came in.
It's insane. I mean, Apple, like, you open the box, and there's two pieces of styrofoam. There's, like, the CD, the power supply, an adapter, and, like, the manual is just this little foldy brochure thing, and the rest is all on the computers.
Right.
Like, they don't send you books. They don't wrap shit in plastic bags. It's like, it's actually a pretty friendly package.
And it's easy to set it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, pulling it out of the box and setting it up takes no time. Even with
machine. Like, you open the box, you take off the piece of thing, you pull it out, and you push the button. And that's, you know, how she do.
Well, I wish that I had a new G5 coming, but, you know, Big Fatty deserved that 30-inch screen. So, anyway.
Right. Of course he did. Music.
No.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. So, what do you think about him in this big horror cruise?
I think it sounds pretty terrifying. Actually, is this? I'm trying to picture how this works. Like, Do they have the whole boat or?
Yes. Atlantis reserves the whole boat. So yeah.
Can you imagine if it was like mixed and there's like these old ladies trying to play shuffleboard and there's Big Fatty swinging
trying to play
and
a
sling up on the Lido deck.
right. Maybe we should screw Europe and we should all go on a cruise.
Not a horror cruise, please.
I don't fucking want to go on a horror cruise. I don't like. There are enough gay people in the world. I don't need to go on an all gay cruise like that. Yeah,
I mean, just go down to the cabaret and there they are.
Right. I mean, it's true. I mean, and he's like, oh, they love it. They love it. But you know what? If Big Fatty talks about it like that, I'm sure I wouldn't like it. So
right.
You know, that's just how the Big Fatties do.
You know that a boat entirely full of gay people, mm-hmm. from the moment you cross that gangway, you know that it is drama.
Right. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can just see the skinny little twink crying, sitting in the hallway crying as you walk by with your bottle of Stoli in hand.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, we're getting fucked up in my room, but you can't come. You're poopy. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
And you know, like, the midnight buffet, like, they won't even have the food because you know those little twinks don't want to be seen eating in front of others.
Oh, I know. That's what Big Fatty was saying. He was like, they don't, you know, most cruises, they have, like, reserve seating time or, like, dinner mm-hmm. seating time. But on this cruise, it's just come and sit where you want when you want because no one's going to eat. They're all,
well, plus they couldn't all be at the same tables throughout the whole cruise, like with the assigned seating, because they would have done something embarrassing with someone at their table the night before and wouldn't want to be seen with them again. So they need to be able to mix it up.
I would enjoy that part of it. But
awkward silence.
right. No. Oh, huh? My goodness. So I'm going to decide when I'm coming back to Atlanta, but I don't know when that's going to be. And you and John have to decide when you're coming to Charleston.
I know. Well, I'm really upset because I was supposed to be running in the bridge run, and I actually get back from Europe that afternoon. So that's obviously not going to happen.
Just fly into Charleston.
Right. I mean, there's a direct flight from Paris to Charleston, right?
Oh, I'm sure. Of it. That'd be.
I'll catch the early morning. Paris to Charleston flight.
Sure, come on in. You can, No, that does suck. It's going to be a great time, I think, in Charleston that weekend. And it's my favorite holiday.
Damn it, I wish I was going to be. I did it last year, and that was a lot of fun. Actually, that was my first trip to Charleston. It was very enjoyable. Wow. Well, but, like,
you had good
basically,
friends.
Right. March is basically completely booked, except for this weekend. Next weekend, I am going to be in Florida at my uncle's horrifying wedding. Actually, my uncle's fine. It's the rest of the family I can't stand. Then St. Patrick's Day is the next weekend with John's friends coming into town. And then the next two weekends, I will be gone. And then, let's see, April is basically like weddings the whole month.
Well, I have the college reunion event.
Oh.
I'm a little nervous because I haven't seen some of these people in like 3 or 4 years. And I'm fatter than I was then, I'll admit it. But I'm just hoping they are too.
Well, of course.
One of them's bald. I saw him already, but like an ugly bald, and so that makes me kind of happy.
Well, I've got the 10-year high school reunion coming up.
How excited are you about that?
I'm waiting to make sure that there's people I would want to actually talk to that are going, because if I'm going just to make fun of people, that'll get old pretty quick.
Right, but you don't need to take that VRC camera that you've got. Oh, God, don't ring. Hold on.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry. That was your buddy calling. That really was. I saw it light up. I'm like, oh, it's going to ring. It's going to ring.
Ruined.
Larry?
Actually, there's one fun thing in April. There's the Atlanta Humane Society, where I've been volunteering, they have an annual pet parade.
Oh my.
Where it's like a parade of people walking with their pets. So
that could be fun.
And then I'm going to try and make it to the National Grits Festival on Saturday, April 22nd.
Now, stop it, Big Fatty. Now, which one is that? Aren't there two?
That is the Georgia one. Well, I've put all of the underrepresented festivals of the South on my iCal.
And sent me the link to our...
Right, you can subscribe to it in your iCal if you'd like.
And I did.
Okay, well, you'll notice some things have been updated on there.
Oh, well, That's it.
The Pet Parade has. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pet Parade has made its way on there. But yeah, the weekend of the 8th is actually the busy one because that's when the World Grits Festival is. That one is in. I didn't put the location in there, but it's in South. That's the South Carolina one, as well as the Cooter Festival.
Oh.
And the Alabama Chicken and Egg Festival.
Oh my gosh.
Unfortunately, it is also John's friends Patty and Jay's wedding that weekend. So
I would say that's
I'm missing out on.
Yeah, John will enjoy that wedding. You know, enjoy the Grits Festival, and he'll enjoy the wedding.
I wonder where the chicken. Maybe I could try and get to the Chicken and Egg Festival on Sunday. Well, actually, the Cooter Festival starts on Friday. Maybe I could go Friday and then come back. Oh, I don't know. That's all ruined. And then the Friday of the 21st is another friend of his wedding. And he was like, "Oh, I'll be ready for just a quiet weekend after that." But I think he's gonna find out that we're going to the National Grits Festival on Saturday.
I'm
with
jealous.
Or without him. I'm going one way or another because my new hobby is to photograph these things. So
well, and I think that everyone can subscribe to the Extra Special Photo Blog.
Lovely blog. That's big cool. One that I want to go to, though, is, and I think he's a listener of yours as well, Chris in Tennessee.
Oh, he's going to be Big Fatty for a day. Yeah.
Is he? Oh,
yeah.
Goody.
He is. Excellent. He is. He's
wonderful.
Great.
Well, he has been to this before, and I think he's going to meet us there again. You should put this on your calendar. June the 17th is the RC Cola and Moon Pie Festival in Bellbuckle, Tennessee.
Oh, I've seen pictures on his Flickr account from that from last year.
Yep, I'm totally going to go and photograph that this year.
Well,
the synchronized waiting exhibition has got to be the best.
All I'm saying is I'm wearing my Confederate flag.
Confederate
flag. That's good. I hadn't thought of that before. I'm wearing my Confederate flag belt buckle to that. Just so
there you go. We also need to figure out a time, sometime, preferably before it gets ass hot outside. Which
too late.
Will probably be next week.
Yeah.
To go to... Pigeon Forge, and hit up Dollywood.
Oh, she don't open until, like, April or May.
Really?
It's not open right now. I'm sure.
Hold on.
There's a big opening
weekend. I'll talk while we surf the internet.
Well, you're good at that. My friend Tom, who you didn't get to meet because I forgot to call.
Because you're so fat.
And you were so fat, you were asleep already when I was in Atlanta. He also wants to go. And his friends, Rhett and Rodney from Atlanta, are going.
Good Lord, you're right. They don't open up until April 1st.
Ha, ha.
God damn.
Yeah, so...
that lazy big boob bitch.
And she usually comes to the opening, but she's not doing that anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
What else does she do?
Well, nothing but reap the profits. But, no, I'll totally do that. I've been wanting to go to Dollywood for years, but we just need to plan it. It's going to be fucking hot whenever we...
We're going to look like Japanese people, you with their VRC and me with the the camera.
Hell yeah. And I'll have...
Did you see the... Did you see the picture on my Flickr of that I got of the Chinese man with the giant, ancient, old VHS VRC camera?
I, in fact, did. And that's going to be me one day. When I'm still shooting with this Canon, whatever this is, I have the 200 or the 300 or whatever. So, 200. The ZR-200 is what Mr. Larry Vader has. I thought it was a 300 for some reason, but yeah. No, I totally will go, but I probably won't take the VRC camera.
Well, I'm totally bringing my camera because there's just too much to see.
I think you'll be disappointed at Dollywood. I don't think it'll be as over the top as you think. So,
really?
Yeah. I have friends that like to go a lot, and they said it's just fun. It's not like crazy. They think of it like
We'll probably have to go to everything stupid along the way, like Ruby Falls. Have you ever been there?
I have never been to Tennessee.
Really?
Yeah, I've never been to Tennessee. I've never left the state of South Carolina.
Right.
But no, I really haven't ever been to Tennessee, so I want to go. If we could swing by Nashville for me to pick up a cowboy along the way.
I'll see what we can do.
That would be fabulous. Thanks.
Well, if you come to the, is it Nashville that the bell buckle is near?
No, it can't be Nashville. It's probably either Knoxville or Memphis. Nashville's on the other side of the state. It's on the other end, isn't it? Because if it's Nashville, I ain't driving. Y'all gonna have to pick me up from the
airport. It's near Nashville.
Well, can someone swing by the airport and pick me up? Because for me to drive to Nashville is like 12 hours. Screw that.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah. It is 1 hour and three. Well, no. Google's so dumb about how long it takes. It's 47 miles from Nashville to Bell Buckle.
Okay, yeah.
How long is it from Atlanta to Nashville? Because, you know, I might be meeting you at the airport.
Right. Like, well, I'll just like roll up in there at the airport. Yeah.
Extra special HQ to Nashville is 250 miles. That's not too bad.
No, that's not bad. That's not bad. That's like, I mean, that's nothing, actually.
Well, actually, what you should do is you should drive to Atlanta, and then we'll all caravan because it goes through Chattanooga, so we can stop off at the Ruby Falls and other such horrifying rock city, you know. Yada yada.
I don't think that's going to be on the way for me so much, but I guess it could be. I don't know. Hold on. I'm going to MapQuest right now. We're so pulling into special cast. We're like, well, let's tell everyone.
Whatever. We don't do that often.
Oh, stop it, James. Stop. God damn it. I cannot surf the internet. And
oh, you better hope Big Fatty doesn't listen to these when he gets back.
Big Fatty is going to be so far behind on the podcastings when he gets back that it's going
to
be...
Well, by default, they tell you to go kind of north and go through like Columbia and then keep going like up to Knoxville and then go west. But it looks like it'd be about the same if you went through the Atlanters.
Well, we've got to find somebody.
Plus, then you wouldn't have to drive by yourself, so.
Well, we just need to find someone. I'm not going to be the third wheel and tag along with you and John, so you're just going to need to find someone who's not crazy to go.
Are we crazy?
No, but you might have crazy friends.
Oh.
Please don't. I've frozen my computer. I'm not even sure if this is recording. I've gotten the beach ball.
Well, now it's ruined.
Oh, ruined. Oh, no, that's fine. Oh, we need to wrap this up. Well, we'll let you know how far it is to Nashville tomorrow.
Stay tuned for Larry's route to Nashville.
Right. No, I totally want to do something like that this summer. I do have a Disney trip planned in July, everyone.
Ooh.
But who knows where I'll be living this summer.
Are you accepting tag-alongs, or is that like a...
No, I'm sorry.
A trip.
No, totally. But if you guys are going to go, we should wait and go in like late August or early September.
Yeah, July's such a miserable time to go to Disney.
Well, it not only is
it's like 800 degrees, yeah. It's 100% humidity.
And there are 100,000 people in Magic Kingdom. So, yeah.
I need to see if it would work. I know it worked in the old days, but now they might actually, like, check ID or something. But my parents would always get the Florida resident discount tickets.
Yeah, they do.
You've got the contacts on the inside, so.
Well, it depends how many people you're taking.
You can get the fat tickets.
Yeah, and by fat, you mean free.
Right.
That's how Mr. Larry Vader gets to Disney
World. It's like a buffet.
That's not how Big Fatty gets to Disney World. That's how Mr. Larry Vader goes to Disney World. Once he realized how much that annual pass is. So anyway, that's about it. You guys know how to get in touch with me. And Chris, how can we get in touch with you?
Chris@extraspecial.us.
And you go to extraspecial.us.
The entered letters.
Yeah, you can listen to your podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One a week. It's an extravaganza.
It really is. And I'll have to tell the story some other time about me going back and listening to your show number one the other day.
Oh, don't do it.
Or you didn't delete talk. It. You were so shy. You were like, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, 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 sure, John, yeah.
Well, he was all about that microphone. It was like, I was scared I was going to get cut.
Right. Well, I can see that. I know, John. Y'all just think he's nice. So, just kidding. All right. Well, Chris, thanks for being on the Little Fatty Cast where we plotted our trip to Nashville. And, I'm sure you'll be Big Fatty again before it's all said.
Well, we'll have to talk to Chris from Tennessee and, like, figure out what all there is to do and make a hootenanny out of it.
Well, we'll have to e-letter with him because he only has dial-up. So, he's the listener that only that can only get dial-up where he lives.
Well, then how is he planning on being fat?
We've got it worked out. Don't worry.
Oh.
There's some driving to a coffee shop involved.
Oh my lord.
Yeah. No, Chris is talking
all this so you don't have to spend $5 on Skype out.
No, I have Skype out. I could call him on the telephone, I guess, but it sounds like shit. So,
yeah.
But I do have Skype out. I have.
Well, then it'll sound like Big Fatty when he's doing it from home.
Oh lord, that's correct. And when I'm using the audio hijack. So, well guys, thanks for listening, and we'll get you next time, maybe. So,
man. Yeah. Hey, Larry?
Yeah.
Is the music playing, Larry?
Yeah.
Is the music playing?
It's over, Big Fatty. It's over.